club would have been around if Neville hadn't have done his tireless work for the club. And it was certainly something that Neville worked very, very hard to get me involved in the football club, and it was a big reason why I did get involved in it. And I've got a lot to thank him for, and I think it's the right thing to remember him by, because Neville was a big family man as well, and it's a family stand as well as the main stand. So I think it's the right thing to do.
I remember Stuart, on a really sad day we learnt about his death, speaking to so many former players in Bury. Players had moved on, actually, but still their connection to the club and their connection to Neville and everything that he did, they were talking about him in ways I've never heard people talk about, you know, the management in football before, you know, the people in the back room and the business end of things. People don't feel that connection usually.
No, they don't. And, you know, somebody that works behind the scenes with a director or a commercial manager, they don't really get that sort of recognition. But Neville was a special person. You know, he worked extremely hard. He loved the North West sport. You know, you look at, you know, his two sons and Tracy as well, they're all heavily involved in sport. And he was massively passionate about football and massively passionate about Bury Football Club as well. And that's where players that have gone on from other areas and you know, supporters that have been around and that are just, you know, so thankful for him for the work that he did for the football club. And he showed that, you know, when the opening day of the season we played Doncaster away, and the fans gave an unbelievable tribute to him as well on 65 minutes to show their recognition for him, because he was a you know, special person, and it was very influential, like I said, in getting me involved in the football club.
So you made the announcement in a special event today. You talked about Neville, such a family man. How did his family react to the news?
Well, it was a bit of an emotional time. You know, we did Neville had planned to do a lunch today before he went away to Australia. It was something that he was looking to do, and his son Gary was going to do a talk as well, and he wanted to put on the event for the football club. Obviously, when we got the sad news, and you know, after when Jill came back from Australia, we sat down and spoke to Jill, and she was adamant that she wanted the event to go ahead, and she wanted to make it a bit of a celebration as well. So we did that, and Gary spoke at the event this afternoon, and it was a really lovely afternoon, and a lot of Neville's family and friends had attended it, and it was I think they were absolutely overwhelmed that we'd named the stand after Neville, and we've had a really nice afternoon, you know, with everybody.